It's no surprise that local news has taken a hit over the years. Yet news audiences say they are more likely to trust their local news sources than national ones. Now a program at the University of Vermont is putting student journalists in the field to fill the gaps. The Center for Community News supports resources to university-led local news programs, and the center is based at the University of Vermont. And just a note, Vermont Public is a partner with the Community News Service, which is run by UVM's Reporting and Documentary Storytelling Program. Richard Watt is the program director of that, and the conversation starts with me talking to him, asking him to explain the origin story for the Center for Community News.
A lot of places have lost their local news. So if you look around the country, it's really difficult sometimes to find an authentic source of local news. We're losing in this country almost two newspapers a week. When we started at UVM, a program that we call Reporting and Documentary Storytelling, a couple of years ago, we thought, let's do it in a way that contributes to local news, gives students real experiences so that they can actually get out and report and talk to people and tell stories that people will read, listen, and hear. And we started that a few years ago. It's been very popular. And then when we started it, we looked around the country to see who else was doing something like that. And of course, there are some all over the country, but nobody had kind of knit them together so that people could learn from each other. And that's the story of the Center for Community News. It's a place where if you wanted to start a program like this at a university or just find others like you, you could go to our website and a map that we have and see all the other programs in the country.
And then can you tell us about some of the community newsrooms in other parts of the country? What makes their work unique for their particular part of the country?
Yeah, so these are all sizes and shapes. And famously, big journalism schools, but this is not limited to just journalism schools. This is any opportunity where a university is leading a program where students are writing, recording, publishing stories that show up in the local community news. And by news, I mean, of course, it could be features or profiles or stories about culture or arts, but anything that students are contributing that are authentic and supported by professionals. So across the country, famously, the University of Missouri has been doing this for a long time, and they call it the teaching hospital approach to journalism. And they have five outward-facing news labs where students are producing stories that literally tens and tens of thousands of Missourians are seeing in all sorts of forms. That's one of the largest. Then there are smaller ones where it might be a class, one class, an advanced reporting class or an English class, where the students' content is showing up again in local stories. So for example, in Louisiana, there's a class called the State House Reporting Class, and they cover the State House, and the stories that the students produce are then circulated to about 90 media outlets in the state of Louisiana. And those are stories that would not be showing up if that class didn't exist.
And then you talked about, you know, part of this is to fill in the gap of, you know, because we're seeing, you know, these newspapers and these news organizations dying around the country. I think you said two per week we're losing. What is the need here in Vermont for these news deserts?
In Vermont, we do have a robust statewide news organizations, Vermont Public, BT Digger, 7 Days. We do have a bunch of community weeklies, but many of them are struggling. So if you pick up your community weekly paper, you may see a story from the Community News Service. That's our version of this at UVM. And those are stories that aren't being told otherwise. But in general, I think that it's a challenging time. Part of what's happened, of course, is that advertising revenues have declined because of Facebook and Google and Craigslist. So you have to be more creative in how you raise the money to pay for your reporters. It's harder to move forward. However, in Vermont, we have many family-owned, very successful Community papers that are still going at the Addison Independent, for example, which owns four or five papers, the Vermont Community News Group, which owns four or five papers. We do have our own version of what's happened nationally, where papers are being bought up by large corporate chains, and then sometimes the profits are all being taken out of the state. So we do have one group of papers like that. But in general, we still have family-owned, locally owned community newspapers.
And what do you think journalists can gain from connecting with other newsrooms hundreds of miles away?
I think that, and it's funny to be asked these questions by journalists, but I think that my experience is that in these programs, sometimes you feel a bit alone. So you may be doing this class that's doing something really interesting, like reporting about sustainability or about health issues, and you might think you're the only one doing that, but you could go to this interactive map we've built and see others. Or you might be in a university, and universities, of course, have our unique way of funding these programs and of hiring people and of engaging students. So you might be curious about how do they do the credit somewhere else? Or do they pay their students? Or what do they do in the summer? Because, of course, one of the things that happens is our schedules tend to be 9 months and then 2 or 3 months where the students aren't around as much. And yet, some of these programs are building projects that really need a consistent presence. One other example, Connor, is in Georgia, the University of Georgia. They took over a community paper, an old one that's been published for 150 years, and they haven't missed a week. But what happens in the summer when the students go away? You can't have that paper closed down. It's an important source of information in the community. So how they're doing it versus how someone in Washington State is doing it might be super useful to know.
How do you prepare a student journalist to represent themselves as a professional?
Right. So, and we take the word student out, of course, when these are actual reporters. We do follow certain codes of ethics. And so part of our mission when working with students is to prepare them in that same way. So, for example, if we get something wrong, we tell people we got it wrong. We try and bring in multiple voices. We try and tell the full story, not just parts of it. Even in a program like ours, where we only have maybe a couple of classes that are focused on some of the basic tenets, the professional ethics of reporting, we would cover that with these students. So when they go out into the community, they're reporters following the Society of Professional Ethics guidelines. You also have to do some basic helping people understand what it is to do an interview and how you draw people out. All of those are really important skills, no matter what these students go on to do.
What makes this incoming generation of journalists unique?
Well, that's a good question, but a couple of levels. First of all, the people running these, and I use the word newspapers, but because primarily still that's one of the bigger sources, but news platforms tend to be older and whiter. And so there's a lot of concern about how do we diversify our newsrooms? And also how do we bring in younger voices? Because we need to reach, if we're going to, you know, maintain the news business, it needs to have these new audiences that are coming up. And the best way to do that is actually have those people engaged in telling the stories. And it's by bringing in these voices that you see stories that I might not see or others might not see. And I've been traveling all around the country visiting universities that are doing these things. And you just see that time and again. By bringing in different voices, you actually get a much broader area of what you're covering.
I'm curious how social media is impacting how you are teaching and telling these young journalists how to do their jobs.
Yeah. So social media obviously plays an enormous important role in getting these stories out. And then some of these programs are doing more innovative things like using TikTok or Instagram to tell shorter stories or different types of stories. The essential thing that I'm trying to do is just engage more students and have more universities take a leadership role here, because, you know, we have millions, literally millions of students, and we have at the same time this crisis and what's happening to how people get information. And there just needs to be more universities that step up. Any way they do it is worthwhile, Connor. And some of them, of course, are super good at understanding how to use social media, and they're weaving that into their classes.
Yeah, I want to know, like, how you are encouraging this next generation to go into journalism, that it's such a competitive field. But I'm just wondering, like, what is the draw for young students today, and how are you promoting it?
So we're a liberal arts school, and the skills that you get in liberal arts are to be able to think and to write and to talk to people and to take complicated subjects and make sense of them and make good decisions. All of those are essential skills for journalists. So we think of it less as training people to be journalists as we're training students in life skills that are going to help them engage in their communities, whatever they do. And some of these programs are maybe more targeted on getting students into journalism, and there actually are a surprising number of jobs. But whatever you do, the things that you learn in being a reporter are going to be helpful to you.
What happens to a community if there's no local news?
Well, there's so much, and this is why this is such a concern these days. There's so much information that tells us that a community without local news, people are less engaged. It's harder to know what's going on. It's harder to hold your elected officials accountable if you don't know what they're voting on or what they're talking about. Communities without local news, people are more isolated and more likely to turn to competing ideological thought bubbles, and that leads to increasing polarization. So if you don't have a local news source, you might turn to some national news source, and then you're less likely to know your neighbors, you're less likely to know what's happening in your community, you're less likely to be engaged in your community, less people run for office, less people vote. There's all this evidence that traces the lack of local news to some of the huge challenges facing our society, from the increasing levels of polarization to the increasing levels of disconnection.
So with all of that being said, in terms of what a community does, what happens to a community without local news, what is the state of local news here in Vermont?
I do think that we are doing much better than other places, but we are not immune in any ways to these national trends. I think that our community papers are hanging on generally, but one of the things that we are really trying to do at UVM, and this is open to any student in the state, is to provide authentic, real, interesting, accessible stories that tell stories of these communities and neighborhoods so that people can know what's going on.
And finally, how does the Center for Community News plan to grow in the future?
So many more universities and colleges could step up. We've identified maybe 120, 130 of these programs. There really should be thousands. There's 2,500 four-year schools in this country. There's just no reason more people shouldn't engage their students. Students want to do this kind of thing. They like doing real work. They like, you know, making an impact. And I would just like to see us inspire and encourage more.
That's Richard Watts, director of the Center for Community News at UVM. Thank you so much, Richard, for joining us here on Vermont Edition.
Thank you, Connor.